The Counting God. Does not he see my ways and count all my steps? Job 31, verse 4. In his book, Days of Praise, Henry M. Morris wrote, God is surely the great mathematician. All the intricacies of structure and process of his mighty cosmos are, at least in principle, capable of being described mathematically, and the goal of science is to do just that. This precise intelligibility of the universe clearly points to a marvelous intelligence as its creator. God even counts the numbers of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Psalm 147, verse 4. Astronomers estimate that at least 10 trillion trillion stars exist in the heavens, and God has counted and identified each one. And that's not all. The very hairs of your head are all numbered, Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 30. From the most massive star to the tiniest hair, God has counted each component of his creation. Such countings are far beyond human capabilities, for the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured. Jeremiah 33, verse 22. But God has also created an innumerable company of angels, Hebrews 12, 22, and has promised that the redeemed are a great multitude which no man could number, Revelation 7, 9. No wonder David exclaimed, Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Psalm 40, verse 5. Perhaps the most wonderful of all of God's counting activities is that implied in Job's rhetorical question, Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If he has numbered the hairs on our heads, we can be certain that he numbers our steps along the way and guides them all. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Psalm 37, verse 23.